3, 2, 1.
The Internet. The Final Frontier.
A welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. Tonight, a lot of stuff's happening. Hasbro is ending its association with Toei. Brian tells us what that means for his beloved Power Rangers. Programs unite for the third time. Tron 3 is back with Daft Punk, the Dirt City Post. And my favorite novel is a sequel in the works, and I cannot contain my excitement. And introducing the Fat Shack Hall of Fame, we break bread, all this unholy going nowhere. I did it. I hit the post.
I did it.
I did it. I did, Daddy. Daddy, I get it.
Tan.
Tan.
That's a tan.
Yay.
That's a tan. Well, welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. It's a podcast. You listen to it with your ears.
Ears podcast. Listen.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Now, we've been off the last
few
weeks.
Other catchphrases.
We've been off the last few weeks due to general malaise and the fact that I've had a kidney stone and I just haven't been in the mood to want to do anything.
Oh, Boopy, no.
I mean, I still technically have it, but at this point I'm just going to power through. So
you're going for the high score, right? Obviously. You're going for the high score. So where are you now in your tenure of being an experienced kidney stoneman? Where are you in that regard?
I would still say I'm a journeyman. I wouldn't say I've hit experienced yet. This is only my third or fourth.
Why do I feel like you've had like nothing but them, like ever since I've known you?
Well, now, what was it? What was it? The first time I got them, I legit thought that my appendix was bursting.
Mm.
And my brother was the only person with me at the time because I was crashing at his apartment because it was late and I didn't want to go home. So I tell him that, and then like I throw up in his bathroom and I'm like, okay, you know, I'm feeling better. He's like, get in the fucking car. We're going to the hospital. I'm like, aw, I don't want to.
You know, maybe.
You're not my father. Yeah, pretty much. Well, I got there and they were like, no, it's not your appendix. You're just passing a kidney stone. I'm like, oh, fun, I guess.
Put on a bun in the sun.
Oh, shout out to our very own Frederick, born, turned actor extraordinaire Dallas White, joins us in the chat.
Oh, word.
Yeah. So apparently he's taking a little break. He's got he got the notification that we all went live. So
Sweet mini Bieber.
Oh. Oh, baby. Baby.
Baby. Oh.
Baby.
Baby. Oh. Baby. Oh.
He's clapping.
Hey, what's the weather like in Dallas? What's going on, man?
Well, no, he's in. I think he's in LA at this
point.
His
name's Dalex. He's from Phoenix.
I was making a joke, Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan, he's got no legs.
You got magic legs.
He got magic legs.
Oh my god!
They called it.
Well, they used on the space station.
They called it the Backstreet Boys tickets, and it was affecting everybody. The paper note couldn't go nowhere.
Backstreet's back, all right.
Backstreet's back, all right.
What's weird is that the Backstreet Boys concert happened, and then all of a sudden, all those people that were working all them jobs suddenly weren't working no more.
So apparently, according to Dallas, LA is amazing, and he tells us to get our asses out here. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
In the current climate.
Mean, yeah, sure. Why not?
You know what I got?
I can afford it.
You know, speaking of, like, you know, going places during this time. You know what I got in the mail, and it just made me laugh, and I almost fell over laughing. A carnival brochure. And I was like,
yeah, sure. I'll get in a crammed, confined space with other human beings. God knows what the illness they have. I don't.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. I know exactly what you're talking about because the last 4 or 5, like the last 3 months, I've gotten like an email a day from. Have you guys ever heard of an airline called Allegiant?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've legit gotten an email from them every day saying, "Hey, here are some deals you might be interested in." I'm like, I flew on you guys once to a wedding. I'm never gonna fly you again.
I got these deals here, you know, right here. They're just good for you.
Yeah.
You know, you peek them. Huh? Mm-hmm. It's like, no. I'm good.
I forget what the one airline was that I flew when I went back out to Denver for my grandma's funeral. But like this airline was like, I think it was Frontier.
Oh yeah.
Oh God, Frontier sucks.
I hear like Frontier and Spirit are probably like the worst.
Yeah. Well, they charge you for your bags and shit, and like they basically anything that like you might complain about on like Southwest or United, it's like, you know, oh well, you know, this, like you might hear some like, I don't know, boomer say like, oh well, flying isn't what it used to be because they're remembering like flying on Pan Am or something back in the 60s, you know, like, oh, I remember full service and drinks, you know, down the aisle, and you're just like, yeah, we get peanuts and crackers and we can watch a thing on our phone now. With Frontier, you don't even get that. You get like, you don't even get a full tray coming down from your chair. It's like you get like this little dinky ashtray looking thing, and it's like, okay, I guess I can put my phone on that. I guess what? And like,
maybe compare it to like, was it Patton's? Another Patton Oswalt reference drink at this point. Patton Oswalt's bit about JetBlue. And it's like, we were up in the sky and they fed me candy. And then on TV, the whores were punching.
Yeah. No, we flew in the sky like Superman.
Well, because the setup for that.
The nice lady had the basket. I had cookies.
The setup for that is that because JetBlue like crams you with so much sugar and salt to where your IQ drops to a jar of mayonnaise, and like and then you just start saying like I know I was just happy I was here.
Which is funny because like there's another comedian who was just like. He was saying, like, all these people talking about, like, you know, Wi-Fi on planes or whatever. Sorry, we've completely derailed this opening. He was talking about...
It's boldly going nowhere. It's the title, dude.
He was talking about how flying in a plane, you know, it was the first time that Wi-Fi had been enabled on a plane, I guess, for that particular airline. And then, like, 10 minutes in the flight, it shut down, and some guy just went, "This is bullshit." And he just looks at him and goes, "Are you kidding me? You're in a chair in the sky going, like, supersonic speeds, and you're just like, well, my Wi-Fi isn't working. This sucks." It's like,
I've been temporarily inconvenienced.
Yeah. I'm going to change
it. I was made to wait.
I'm going to change the subject here real quick just because I realized... there is obviously with the Backstreet Boys tickets thing.
Backstreet Boys reunion tour,
Backstreet Boys reunion tour thing going right now because we can't say what it really is. That's affecting everybody. You know what I'm talking about. You know who? Mm-hmm. Voldemort. is Stricken all across the land. So up pops these businesses that seem to sell. Exclusively, what I can only imagine is Frank's Crystal Palace vodka in a bottle and calling it hand sanitizer, but they mix it with old feet. I don't know if anyone like goes to like a grocery store or anything. You get there's the free hand sanitizer there. You know, you can take advantage and like and wipe it up. I swear, I was in the store and I took the hand sanitizer. And it smelled like It smelled like old feet mixed with like garlic. It was so nasty. Oh. It was so nasty. So
dude.
try not to buy the Honduran cleaner.
What was it?
I was gonna say Mexican, girlfriend. But you know.
Yeah, it's from Honduras. It's good. I swear to God, like, I have come across some hand sanitizer in the however many months that we've been going through this bullshit with the Backstreet Boys tickets, trying to get them, or trying not to get them.
You don't want the Backstreet Boys reunion tickets, yeah, because it was too good back in the day. We all remember it.
I'm holding out for the NSYNC tickets, by the way. That's what
that's 20, that's 2022.
But I have come across some hand sanitizers that I swear to God smelled straight up just like tequila.
Yeah.
Like blue agave and everything. And I'm like, what the and like.
Well, a lot of, I don't know about you guys, I know a lot of the local, the local distilleries have converted over to making hand sanitizer because the demand for right, so like for instance, I have a bottle of, I have like a giant size bottle of hand sanitizer in my car right now from McClintock's from downtown.
Down in from downtown, where the town's downtown.
Downtown. So, let's start off with
Brian. Yeah, so Brian brought up this subject earlier today because
he got
all antsy in his pantsies.
He got the hurt of butts.
Yeah, I did. I'm not gonna lie, straight up, I was infuriated by this. There is a website called theilluminerdy.com, and they have predicted some stuff correctly in the past. So a lot of people are hoping that this is debunked or this is just a rumor, but apparently they have a pretty good track record, which is unfortunate. So if you're a Power Rangers fan and you're like me, first and foremost, I'm sorry. But also, secondly... the headline here says that Hasbro is to end partnership with Toei. What this means for Power Rangers on TV. And basically, I'll make this short. So Hasbro bought the Power Rangers license from Saban a couple years ago. And they've since been putting out their own toys and they've been, you know, doing other things. And they just finished up Beast Morphers, which was on Nickelodeon for like the last 2 years. And they're going to be adapting Re-Soldier, which was the last Super Sentai series. But it would seem as though after they adapt Re-Soldier into Dino Fury that per this article, apparently Hasbro is going to end their partnership with Toei. Now... Toei obviously produces Super Sentai. They're the parents behind, you know, Godzilla and Kamen Rider and stuff like that. And this basically means that we would not be using any of that source material for any of the really cool, like, you know, anything. Okay, if you ever watched Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and Sean, I'm sure, like, I'm pointing this towards you. If you ever watched Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and you got to the part where you're like, okay, the rest of the episode was silly, but this part is cool, that's why this sucks, is because we're basically losing out on all that cool Japanese stuff. They don't want to, apparently they're not going to want to use like Kira Major, which is the current Super Sentai series or anything like that.
Did they say why, or was it just simply a business decision?
It could just be a business decision.
This is all speculation at this point. They haven't confirmed it.
Yeah, but I do know enough that I could possibly theorize a few different things that you know either led to this happening or what might happen.
Does this increase the value of the current Hasbro Power Rangers, you know, the partnership with Toei line that's out?
I feel like this. I don't know.
Because I think it would, because if they separate those ties, and if it's official, then what those once collaborations will be completely, like, unique. And that because there's limited of them, that's when that value would go up.
Well, I don't know. I feel like once they cut ties, they're done. And what would suck about this is, I don't know, it would seem as though if they were to do this, they would probably be going more into, like, animation. They would probably be going into possibly doing their own, like, live-action series. And if you looked at, like, Mighty Morphin Seasons 2 and 3, and you saw all the American footage where, like, they were basically just going out in a park and fighting, it's like, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Basically... Basically, Sean, the best way to think about this is instead of OG Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, you're looking at Power Rangers, the movie from 2018 or whenever it was.
That good?
So,
Where is the Krispy Kreme?
The Krispy Kreme.
Oh, that one. Oh, God. Not that
one. That one.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about, like, Ivan Ooze, like, the original. Yeah, the original.
Like, that. No, that was, like, 95 Power Rangers movie. I'm talking, like, the new Power Rangers movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those just, like, really?
Imagine it's like, that all the time.
You know what I really like about Power Rangers? When they're in the high school. But I also like Dawson's Creek. Let's do that.
Like, let's do Riverside and Angel Grove.
And I wanna wait for my Zora to come over. Got my Morpher right now.
There's a reason I've been watching the Japanese stuff. What was I gonna say? So, Christ, sorry.
Brian just woke up.
You got me all. You got me all kind of like just fucked up in the head right now. I can attribute this quote to, but somebody said, I think it was like AVGN. He was talking about Godzilla, and he was saying, you know, we've had all these different movies from, you know, like Columbia or whatever, and then we've had the Legendary Pictures of Godzilla that have come out. And while the 98 one is not to be spoken of, and, you know, for good reason.
I watched that the other day.
Oh, really?
Did you?
Yeah.
That's a lot of fish. Then you got, you know, the two movies that have come out recently. His quote was kind of a... It kind of pertains to all this, where he was like, you know, it's Godzilla is kind of like champagne. You know, you can make champagne somewhere else, but you can't really call it champagne, can you? Unless it's made in Champagne. Godzilla, when it's made in Japan, you know, then it's Godzilla. And you can make Godzilla anywhere else, but is it really Godzilla? And I feel like that's very pertinent to hear, because there's just a kind of weird touch that... getting that Japanese footage in the show, that's what makes it Power Rangers to me. And if that goes away, then you've just got another silly superhero show that, you know, I don't know, it doesn't make it special anymore. And I really hope this is just a rumor, because this would really suck. And there's like there's four different series right now that haven't even been touched yet that, you know, I hope that they adapt. One of which being, of course, the one where you have that Dick Train that I showed y'all. Dick Train. I actually have the Zord for that now.
Hashtag Dick Train.
By the way, hashtag Dick Train.
Hashtag.
But I'm really hoping that this is just a rumor, because I feel like this has the potential to kill Power Rangers. So.
Oh no.
Yeah, but I feel like, I don't know. I know money must be involved or something, or possibly just, you know, creative differences, or, you know, like, because America has to wait for them to get the show done and then, like, take a look at that and go, are we going to adapt this or not? Can we do this? So I can see it from Hasbro's point of view, where they're like, we kind of want to do our own thing, but at the same time, that's not what Power Rangers is. So, I don't know.
Krispy Kreme.
The Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, that's pretty much all for that article.
Well, that sounds like a nice big bowl of fuck.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, oh, thank you. It's eloquent in this brevity. Yep. Speaking of bowl of fuck, Tron 2 has a sequel.
Or it's getting a sequel.
It's getting a sequel.
Yes.
Hooray.
I mean, not much has really been announced. They just came out and stated that it was in the slate of films. They have announced that Daft Punk is reprising their role as composing.
That's what makes me excited. Honestly, because that means another album, and that means another like awesome track like D-Rest.
Yeah. Also, there is rumor floating about that Jared Leto is going to be in it.
Oh God.
That could go either way, though.
With Jared Leto, it's always 50-50.
I mean, currently, yes. His track record's not great.
Remember how awesome he was in the Blade Runner sequel?
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. He was in the Blade Runner sequel?
Yeah.
He was, like, highly advertised as, like, you know, being in that movie and, like, having a giant role, but, like, he was just kind of...
I thought it was
some
just...
weird, like...
What's his face from Drive just eating the scenery?
I mean, mostly.
Kind of, yeah.
And then there's Harrison Ford. Where's my family?
Well, that's Harrison Ford. Harrison, I'm picking up my check, Ford.
Literally in that movie, he's like, where's my family?
I know, that's why I made the joke. I know, that's why I made the joke.
Yeah.
Or get off my plane.
Aw, man, you mean Decker wasn't a replicant? That sucks. God.
No.
Why do androids dream of electric sheep?
I don't know, but, like, have you seen Rachel?
Rachel!
Because Philip is a dick.
Yeah.
Philip K. Dick.
Okay, dick.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm excited, especially Daft Punk's got me more excited than
yeah,
Tron. It's just like, Tron 3's out. All right. Daft Punk's gonna recomprise the roles to composing.
Yep, that is
and,
the most.
And I'm just imagining, like, for one, I'm imagining us finally getting able to go back to a movie theater, which is awesome. But two, I'm also imagining waking. What is it?
Were you about to say waking up?
No. I'm just imagining going to the theater and then the film starts and you see both characters from the last movie in bed and just seeing Colin just go, no! He's sleeping with his dad, basically. No!
No! Oh.
My girlfriend, my father!
Get a clue!
Ugh. Gross.
So, a special book has been announced, and I'm excited about
it. Oh, I mean, he is...
Ready Player 2.
Now, here's my question. The first one tied up everything so nicely. What do you think they're going to... Are they just going to... Is he just going to make a whole new slate of characters?
I think it's probably going to be the... I think it's going to be a continuation of what the Oasis is now that IOI doesn't have over domineering control, and I'm not sure what there's nothing speculated at this point. There's nothing released. Everything's pretty much kept in secret of what this thing is.
Yeah, we've literally gotten is the release date, which is November. So
yeah, that's all we got. So it could be anything. And knowing Ernest Cline, just how good he is at telling a story, he's probably got something that's good. And if you ever read Armada, like if that's a good, I mean, if you already read Ready Player One, and you still want like kind of Ernest Cline's kind of novelization, Armada's a really good book as well.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
But I think at this point, I'd be really surprised if he went with the IOI as another antagonist again. And I don't know. It doesn't feel right if he does. And if he does, he probably make some decent choices with it. But yeah, for sure, he's probably going to do another. They're probably going to do another movie. But I don't know. Because the movie like was really bad. The movie was okay. It could have been great, but because it's an impossible movie to film, maybe he'll do better on this one to make it easier.
In my opinion, it shouldn't have been a movie. It should have been a Netflix series.
I'm thinking Armada will make a great Netflix series, but that one's already being slated for a movie.
Yeah, I mean, now, I mean, with Ready Player One, I mean, Ready Player One wasn't bad. It was just, it was underwhelming.
It was. But, like, it's to the people that read the books, it was just kind of like, it's got the shell of what was there. Like, yes, there's three keys. Yes, there's three gates. But there are three separate keys, three separate gates, and so like six challenges all together. And you have to get the clue for each challenge. And so it's like 12 different things going on all at once with whatever Wade's dealing with in the IOI and everything that goes on to that. So like it's something where I know they're going to make a movie. Am I going to see it? Probably. Am I going to think it's good? Probably not. The book, I'm excited for. Because the book is good. The book is good. It only represents the movie in title only. Just like, compare it to Jurassic Park to Jurassic Park the movie. It's that different.
Fair. The only difference is I really liked Jurassic Park, the movie.
Yeah.
I liked both the book and the movie. The book's really good. It's just a different feel.
Twin rocket launchers akimbo.
Yes. Yes. And they nuke the island at the end.
Good. But...
Spoilers.
Oh man, I've been waiting all this time to read that book, and you spoil it.
1998. Yeah, if you haven't read it since 1998, I'm sorry, or 96, yeah. Or whenever it was out.
So I'm thinking that like anything, if the plot involves an elderly Wade like setting up so that you know he has his own version of the challenge happening, and then he dies in this book, I'm gonna be like, okay, this is a cop out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like I lived and I made all this stuff happen, and look all this stuff, you know, evolved the grid, and you know, and now I'm dead, and here's my version of the challenge, and I'm hoping that you know some new protagonist comes along and enjoys their journey as much as I enjoyed mine when I was their age, and boy howdy,
I don't think he'll do that. I mean, if he does, I mean, that's like, isn't that since like Wade was what, like 18? Like when he was like 15 in the books, like in the movie he was like 18, so that would make him like, that'd be what, 70 years from book to book. Makes no sense. But anyway, I clearly see you guys are excited as I am for Ready Player.
I mean,
two.
I am. It's
so
just.
I mean, calm down. Calm down, Colin. It's going to be okay. We can move on if you guys are going to, you know. I mean, and Brian. I mean, Brian, calm down. Calm down, man. Man, oh my God.
I can only be so erect, Sean.
I know. Dude.
Stop. My penis can only get so erect.
Tilt up the camera. On the Fat Jack, I like to do a new thing called the Fat Jack Hall of Fame. and this is like our favorite things. And it's starting very elemental, very basic. And we're going to talk about something we all had this week. Well, at least I assume, unless you're just stuck in your freezer and we're dumb about it. DeCamillo's bread. Oh my God. Colin, describe your relationship with this bread. How'd you find it?
I am from Niagara Falls, New York, originally, and DeCamillo's is like the bakery up there. And this bread was essentially what I was raised on. But when I moved out of town, the only time I could ever get it was when I'd go back. So I just happened to go up there last weekend to visit my father, you know, before the Backstreet Boys reunion tour got too gnarly.
Yeah.
And I maintain social distancing and masks and all that.
As you should.
So, as you do. But one of the things I asked my compadres here was if they wanted either, you know, bread from DeCamillo's because it's delicious, and or Timbits from Tim Hortons, and they opted for both.
In all caps. Do you want to know how, guess how short of a time span the Timbits lasted inside the door?
I'm going to say a day and a half, if that.
Lower.
A day.
An hour?
Lower.
What, 20 minutes?
I said 30 minutes, man.
Try under a minute. It was a team effort. Zach and I, we plowed right through it. The only thing I didn't like, I think there was one thing I don't like, and just it's not anything on Tim Hortons. It's just in general, jelly filled. I don't know why people do jelly filled donuts, and I think it's psycho. Like, you know. You never, you know, bit into like a pastry. I just want to, like, you know, jizz out some raspberry jam. I'm like, you know how you bite into a Cadbury cream egg and it looks like it has sperm. Yeah, I want that in a donut, but with jam.
Say this much: I agree with you. Like a full size jelly donut, no, thank you. Now the Timbits, I totally enjoy those because it's the right ratio of jelly to donut.
I don't know. I just don't like jelly-filled things.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But everything else was like top tier. Like the birthday cake, the chocolate ones did not get to my door. They were eaten on the way from Collins
from my apartment back to your apartment. I bet
to my apartment. They were finished off. They did not stand a goddamn chance.
Mm-mm.
And then the DeCamillo's bread, star of the hour. I just toasted this stuff, put some butter on it, salt and pepper. It changed my life. It's good bread. It's really good bread.
It's the best bread.
It is.
Like I'll go. I will fight anybody who disagrees with me on this. I will.
Yes.
I will. Yes.
I'll join. I'll be on your. I'm on your side. With you know, I will fight anyone who says that they don't like
it's delicious.
It's delicious. If you don't think it's delicious, you haven't tried it.
I think what I like the most about DeCamillo's bread is it reminds me of the bread that my grandma used to get at King Supers that they would bake fresh and like cut really thin. She would always make sandwiches on and stuff, and it tastes very much like that, which I know, like, King Supers is like a, well, not a national brand, but it's like a regional brand around out in Colorado, but it reminds me so much of that bread, and it's just, you know, it's just really good. It's like a hug in a sandwich.
So. That's a very good way of putting it.
All right. Well, I'm all hungry now and hot for DeCamillo's, so. Do you guys got anything more on? Okay, Colin, where can we find you in the World Wide Web?
Oh, you can find me on twitter.com/castwavestudios.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Brian, when you were on your phone, I thought you were really, really too excited. I had to calm you down, and so we had to wrap up the show now because of it. You guys were so responsive to Ready Player Two. I mean, calm down.
It's okay. I mean, to be fair, there wasn't much to talk about with that.
You talk about Ready Player One if you ever read the book.
It's a great book.
Yeah. But all right. You know, obviously.
I'm fine. You're fine, Brian.
It's no Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, but
it's no Mary Shelley's. Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
It's no Blazing Saddles. By the way, I just ordered two copies of those, one from everyone, one from me, and I had to order them from England because now they're starting to censor everything, and. This is one of the things I ordered just because I needed a Blu-ray copy of it for history. And plus, I don't own a copy of Blazing Saddles because it's amazing.
You know what's funny? I saw a Blu-ray copy on sale at Weiss today. And I was just like, huh.
Yeah, don't tell me the price because if it's lower, I'm going to be mad at myself.
I think it was $5.
No! God damn it! Oh my gosh! What an eventful week. There's so much news.
So much.
Wednesday.
I know. I mean, normally there was more stuff. Like, I don't remember anything from last week, and this was the only stuff I could scrounge up for this week.
At least I added something in there. But,
I mean, there was nothing. I'm sorry, nothing good from last week. Not that I remember, at least.
Yeah, it's still the same old Backstreet Boys reunion tickets. So.
Yep.
Alrighty. Well, Brian, where can we find you in the World Wide Web?
So I am on the World Wide Wonder Woobs, and you can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/wonderinggeek. You can also find me when I'm not podcasting here. I've been doing a show that's been renamed Voices from the Grid. With our buddy Mike from X75 Productions. So check that out whenever those episodes go up. And yeah, I think that's really all you can find me on right now because I don't know if, you know, it's okay to have a TikTok account anymore or not. So probably not. So
given the news, probably not.
Yeah. Don't want China spying on you.
That's the least of the problems.
Yeah.
Colin, where can we find you on?
We already did me.
Sean, where can we?
Oh, hi, Brian. You're down here. Okay.
Oh, he's going back to bed.
I'm going back to bed.
I need to go to Sleepy Time Junction.
Bob Dole, one, does not beat all. You find me at.
Bob Dole.
Markham Resort shutting down. Doesn't that beat all? I've been watching a lot of Simpsons. Good grief. If you couldn't tell already. Find me at Dash Rendering on Twitter. And you can tune in there. And that's pretty much will all be pretty responsive to my tweets when someone tweets me. Yeah, if you guys want to check out the show, feel free to check us out on Google Play, and iTunes. We're on there.
I think it's Spotify.
And Spotify. We're on Spotify now?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We're on the Spoofy.
We're on the Spoofy.
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 Okay.
And, well... You wasted another perfectly good hour with the most energetic podcast in the world. I'm Sean Holmes.
I'm Colin Kakamas.
Oh. And I'm Brian Massey. Sorry, you're to the left of me. You're to the right of me, sorry.
And we're a cavalcade of fuck-ups. Sean, hit the outro.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com. That sounded great.